I'm Dr. Orion Teraban, and this is Psych Hacks, Better Living Through Psychology. And the topic of today's short talk is how to drop a handkerchief. So this is an episode for the ladies. I've been doing a lot of consultations with women these days, and the subject of these consultations is always the same. Every single woman I've talked to wants to know how they can find a man to get married. A lot of women today are despairing of the possibility of getting married because men don't seem to approach them, and they're not happy with their prospects on dating apps. Well, ladies, I'm here to help. It turns out that you women have way more control over this process than you might think. And today, I'm going to advise you on how to make good use of your power. To begin with, you need to appreciate that for hundreds of years, women were generally the ones who initiated the courtship process, not men. Apparently, a lot of you women have forgotten this fact. However, unlike men, who tend to initiate contact with women directly, women initiated contact with men indirectly using methods involving plausible deniability. The title of this episode, How to Drop a Handkerchief, alludes to the stereotypical way that women used to do this in Victorian England. When a woman walked past a man to whom she was attracted, she would accidentally drop her handkerchief in front of him. This would motivate him to pick it up and run after her, and boom, she would now be in a conversation with an attractive man with plausible deniability. Now, women today don't carry around handkerchiefs anymore, so it would probably be weird if you tried something like this today. But there are modern-day equivalents of dropping a handkerchief. The reason why it's important for women to drop a handkerchief is that it provides men with a pretext for interaction. It's actually fairly risky and intimidating for most men to approach women. At the very least, it violates a tacit social rule, which is the right to be left alone. Men need to have the confidence to transgress that social norm to initiate an interaction. And why would they do that without any sign that the woman in question would be open to a conversation? That's nothing but apparent risk with no hope of reward. Do you understand? When I talk to women about this, I always ask, well, why don't you approach men and ask them out? And they invariably say, well, I'm nervous. Well, what are you nervous about? I guess I'm nervous about being rejected. It's like, you don't fucking say. The same is true for men. Men are also afraid of being rejected. And frankly, the risks associated with men approaching women these days are much higher than the risks associated with women approaching men. And yet you women still don't do it, do you? So if you're not going to approach men, then at least make it easier for the men you like to approach you. The more signs you give a man that you are open to a conversation, the more signals you give him that you would say yes if he asked you out, the more likely he is going to approach you. This is because these signs will significantly impact his risk-reward assessment of transgressing that social norm. And guess what? You're in control of these signs. You can give them or not to the men you happen to meet as you move through life. And the best part is that it costs you nothing to send these signals, except potentially the time and effort needed to learn how to transmit them effectively. By far, the easiest way to drop a handkerchief is through eye contact. Women, if you haven't done so already, you need to master eye contact. Back in the day, they used to call this the come hither stare, which is the look that you give a man to communicate that you want him to approach you. The come hither stare works because eye contact is very intimate. Some of you ladies might not know this, but if I were to sit at a bar and look directly into the eyes of a man I did not know for 3 seconds, just 3 seconds of unbroken direct eye contact, we might have a fight on our hands. Making that kind of eye contact with a man you don't know is aggressive. Why? Because eye contact is intimate. I could be on the other side of the bar, but with that kind of eye contact, I'm going to feel so inappropriately close to him that he's going to want to assert a boundary. What's going on, buddy? Do we have a problem here? This is because most men don't want to be that intimate with another man. And so they will take action to push back on the familiarity that it entails. That's the power of eye contact. Now, before I go any further, if you're liking what you're hearing, then please consider sending this episode to someone who might benefit from its message, because it's word-of-mouth referrals like this that really help to make the channel grow. I'm also proud to announce that I'll soon be publishing my book, The Value of Others. So if you'd like to learn more about that, then you can go to my website and sign up for my weekly newsletter. Finally, please fill out an inquiry form on my website if you're interested in booking a paid consultation. Link is in the description. Okay, let's get back to it. All right, so I'm going to teach you women how to utilize this power. If you do it right, you can get a man to approach you just using your eyes. So this is how it goes. Once you identify a guy that you think is attractive and who you want to approach you, what you need to do first is kind of like catch each other's eye. This is important because if you go straight to direct eye contact out of the blue, it's going to feel pretty overwhelming. So you need to catch him looking at you first. This is equivalent to like waving to someone across the room. It communicates that I see you and you see me and I see you seeing me and you see me seeing you. So we now know that we exist in this space in relation to each other. Very important to establish this groundwork first. Next, you need to make direct eye contact. You're going to want to look directly into his eyes, not in his general direction, not at his nose, not in the corners of his eyes, but directly into the blacks of his pupils for 3 seconds. Once you do this, you'll turn away with your whole head and then glance back with just your eyes for 1 second with a slight smile on your face. After this, don't ever look at him again. That's all you have to do. It costs you $0 and takes 10 seconds. 3 seconds. That's it. Okay, this is the clearest sign that you can send a man that you are open to a conversation. He probably won't get up and just stride across the room right away. However, if he is at all attracted to you, he will move in your general direction and initiate a conversation. And if he's not attracted to you, he won't. But don't sweat it. You didn't actually get rejected because you didn't actually ask for anything. That's one of the best things about being a woman. You can get away with asking for everything indirectly, so you never have to get rejected if you don't want to. So use that to your advantage. Finally, if a guy ends up coming over and you change your mind about him, you can just apologize and tell him that you must have mistaken him for someone else. Plausible deniability. By using eye contact appropriately, you can communicate to the men you want that you are not risky, since you won't enforce the social norm that he would need to transgress in order to approach you. Women, if you master this look, and I have no doubt that you can do it better than I can, you can control not only who interacts with you, but where and when they interact with you as well. A woman who understands this power is like a beautiful flower. She is rooted in place and the whole world comes to her. But in order to do this, she has to give off an alluring scent, which effectively calls the bees and the butterflies and all the other pollinators to her. Without this scent, it doesn't work as well. But by selectively releasing this scent, flowers can effectively travel the world without moving an inch. Women, you do not need to be passive. And if you're over 30, you cannot be passive. Stop waiting for guys to do everything. If you want to make something happen, then you have to learn to drop your handkerchief. If you think about it, it's really the minimum necessary effort required to get what you want. What do you think? Does this fit with your own experience? Let me know in the comments below. As always, I appreciate your support and thank you for listening. And now, a word about Stellar. If you're interested in pursuing a master's degree or a doctorate, chances are good that you'll have to take the GRE. Now, before I became a psychologist, I was actually one of the world's top GRE test prep instructors. Over 20 years, I developed a unique and practical system for dismantling every aspect of this test, and I helped thousands of students achieve top percentile scores on the exam. Today, students can learn the same system I used to achieve my own perfect score with Stellar GRE, my online GRE self-study program. I personally wrote and designed every aspect of this course. Among other things, it includes a 500-page test prep manual, thousands of practice problems, and several full-length mock exams. Just like my episodes, Stellar is designed to give students the strategies and techniques they need to succeed as clearly and succinctly as possible. And the best part is, Stellar works. My students' average score improvements are higher than my competitors' score guarantees. So, create an account and start your free trial today at stellargre.com. Use the code PSYCH for 10% off any membership plan. The link is in the description.